Shop the President's Day sale at Grand Appliance for unbeatable appliance deals and a hassle-free buying experience that includes fast delivery, expert installation, and personalized service from start to finish. Save now on top brands like LG with top-load washers starting at $5.99 and counter-depth max French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Learn more at grandappliance.com or one of Grand's local showrooms in Indianapolis and Lafayette. That's Grand Appliance, appliance experts since 1930.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Got a bone to pick with you fans. Didn't like it, man. We're in the middle of a pennant race, and ballpark's not looking like it's supposed to look. It's not the Phillies, right? The Phillies, let's not use the Yankees as an example. Down there in Philly, they don't have to compete with another team. Down there in Philly, the price is ridiculous to get into Citizens Bank Park. And, like, they have a high payroll and a team full of stars, and they've been doing this for years. And you know what? Last year, they thought it was their year for real. Lucky for them, it ended up being the Eagles' year. Damn. I'm jealous. But there were points. They were like the first team to 60 wins last year. All of the propaganda out of Philly was, this is our year. Red October again. It's our year to get back to the World Series and win it. Nope. Got knocked off by the Make It Happen Mets. I think they'll have a bone to pick. I think the Phillies will have a bone to pick. Philly star outfielder Nick Castellanos has a bone to pick with Scott Boras. He was formerly represented by the baseball Bond villain, the super agent. And Nick Castellanos decided to represent himself now. Nick Castellanos is also the same guy that told you, oh my God, that Candelita should have been National League MVP. I don't know, man. Baseball. We are baseballing. The games haven't even started yet. The games don't start till this weekend. I won't be down there for a month. March 17th, I'll fly down because I want to make sure it's warm. I've been working out. I'm trying to be down there flexed up at the pool. But we are already taking calls on the team and the owner and attendance, and I hope that this just drives ticket sales and excitement, and maybe people are booking their trips to spring training. It's good. It is good to have two World Series contending teams. We expect both teams to fight and contend, and I've said this a bunch on the radio. 2 years ago, when both teams missed the postseason, that October was ass. This year was lit. Just having both teams in the championship series and then one team get, even being able to do shows where I'm like, okay, I'll be your Huckleberry. What if we do get a Subway Series? Oh, Keith, you better be careful what you wish for. The Mets swept y'all. They'll sweep you again. Mets in four. And then the Mets didn't hold up their end of the bargain, and the Yankees could have been swept by the Dodgers easily. Instead, we got the gentleman sweep. The Yankees, man, I love the team. I love the culture. I love the fact, like I said this, being a Yankee fan, choosing the Yankees, one of the greatest decisions of my life that nobody nudged me towards. The television did it. Them winning did it. Like, my mom didn't make me a Yankee fan. My dad didn't make me a Yankee fan. My brother didn't make me a Yankee fan. It's just something that I naturally was drawn to. And so drawn to it, as I became a man, I made it like my goal and my profession and my dream to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when I wasn't doing this, I just was doing a podcast. Shout out to Craig Mahoney, where he was asking me, he's like, how'd you become a Bleacher Creature? And I'm like, dude, I was working at MTV. I would take the bus from exit 109 to Port Authority every day. And then I'd be sitting at MTV working, doing social media, and I'd be checking tickets all day. And I'd be looking for the cheapest ticket. And then once I found a ticket that was like $20, I was plotting on getting all my work done, getting through meetings, and quietly getting on that elevator and walking out of those doors and going right over to Bryant Park and taking the train up to Yankee Stadium by myself. And in the beginning, I would, you know, hit people from the Shore area. Yo, you want to come up? I got an extra ticket. Or yo, I found some cheap tickets. Or, you know, there was a deal with like Bank of America or Dunkin' Donuts or something like this. I got a, you know, discounted ticket. And people, nah, I don't feel like coming all the way up to the city for the game. I got to work, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whatever. For me, I'm like, either way, you know, my car is parked at exit 109. Whether I get there at 8 p.m. or I get there at 12 a.m., you know, when you're young, I was like 25, 26 years old. I just wanted to go to the stadium, man. And I always had the thought in my head, like, I'm so much closer to the stadium than I ever was. Monday through Friday, I'm in Midtown. I'm in Times Square. My whole life, I grew up 2 hours from the stadium. I got to go to the game. I got to go to the game. So I started going by myself. I started getting that cheapest ticket. And yeah, my ticket might be 400 level, but after a while, I learned there's no security up here. Nobody's checking tickets up here. I don't got to stay up here. And from first pitch, 203 is cracking. Hey, yo, Aaron Judge. And it's lit. So I started to just gravitate towards 203, and I started to see a lot of the same faces and a lot of the same people, and I started to realize, oh, these people know each other. Oh, these people are friends. Oh, these people are cracking jokes during the whole game. These people have chants. They have organized things that they say and do. I'm like, these are actual bleacher creatures. Not before long, I start showing up enough, and I literally do not know exactly which one of you creatures it was that pulled me in and was like, hey, come with us. And then once you come into the creatures and you get into the chats and you get into this organized mob of Yankee fans, you start to plot on the next day. And the next day, yo, you going to the game? What time you coming to the game? Yo, you need a ticket? You got a ticket? Anybody selling a ticket? And then boom, I was in there. That was 2016, 2017. And I still roll up to the stadium now. Now I'm hitting the chat. Anybody need a ticket? Now I'm hitting the chat. Anybody need a ride? Anybody need a ticket? Yo, I'll see y'all up there at 5 o'clock. 888-808-1019. Jack is in Flanders, New Jersey on the fan. You got it, Jack.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking the call.
No problem.
Theoretically, I do think that the Yankees this year is a much better team just defensively and on paper with the lineup. I think the biggest need is that leadoff hitter. But for me, let's say that the Yankees make the playoffs, whether they're a division winner or not, and let's say that they get to the ALCS but lose. Do you think that Aaron Boone will have a job for the next season as a Yankee manager if they don't make it back?
Aaron Boone is going to get an extension before this season, probably.
I hate that you're right on that. I think that, I mean, like, at this point, this is like an era of Aaron Boone, and it has just been disappointment, disappointment. We make the World Series. We're now a laughingstock to the other team that we just played. I think it's like the Aaron Boone era is like, it's got to be dwindling. And nah. I think if he disappoints again.
He just went to the World Series last year.
I know, but like, is that like, as a Yankee fan, I grew up with my dad telling me that that's not the bar, is to make it and up, yep, you get to keep your job. Joe Girardi was a game away and we fired him.
I know, that's unfortunate.
It's just like, I don't see how, if we don't make it this year, you look at this team and say, oh yeah, we have three more years of Judge, Stanton, Cole, and all of these guys, it just doesn't make any sense. And at some point, it's, okay, that didn't work. Maybe just bringing in a new guy, a new philosophy to the team will, with your last remaining years. I mean, this isn't sustainable, I see, for the next, you know, 5 years. 5 years from now, I think I'm going to see another 82-80 type season, and I'm going to have to live with it.
Yeah, Judge got hurt that year, Jack. Thanks for the call. You're just so wrong. You guys are so wrong that are trying to get Aaron Boone out of here. Shout out to Neil Keefe. It's been a minute since I've seen Neil. But Neil put this out on Twitter. He said, extend Aaron Boone. Only Yankees manager to get a fifth season on the job hold on. This is a troll thing. I don't want to read this one. This isn't the tweet I was looking for. This one's trolling Aaron Boone. There's another one that's actually bigging up Aaron Boone. I can go off the top of my head. Aaron Boone has won 100 games multiple times. Cashman himself, they hand-selected Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone had never managed anywhere else. We like to cherry pick 82 and 80, but like I just said to Jack, Judge got hurt. Judge ran into a wall. Before Judge ran into a wall, everybody was looking at the Yankees as a top five team in baseball. They went to Dodger Stadium and beat the Dodgers. It's hard to come off of Judge's 2022 MVP season. You had Volpe as a rookie. You had a bunch of, you had, I don't know, Jake Bowers and IKF, and you guys remember. They had a bunch of random players mixed in there. Billy McKinney, Greg Allen. Without Judge, there is no team. And I said this last year, there's no plan to win without Aaron Judge. He's the captain. He's the leader of the team. His first year as captain, he goes down. Aaron Boone should have won Manager of the Year in 2019. I remember coming up with hashtag replace for 28. They don't put Chase for 28 out there because we're just longer and longing and waiting for that 28 championship. But that year, man, we had to rely on Mike Tauchman and Gio Urshela. Guys like Breivik Valera played. And Cameron Maben. Shout out to my guy Cam. I got to get Cam to come back on. Aaron Boone is the exact guy that they wanted for these Baby Bomber 2.0, which none of them are here anymore except Judge. He's the exact guy that they wanted to handle the media. He's the exact guy that they handpicked with no other experience, and now he's got a ton of experience. And I remember Cashman saying that he wanted him to have as much run as Joe Girardi. He wanted him to have as much run as Joe Torre. Well, he's getting that run. If they wanted to get rid of him, they should have got rid of him after the wild card loss to Boston. They didn't do that. He's going to be extended. He said there's no place that he'd rather be. And like now that he got back to the World Series, they obviously lost in embarrassing fashion. They're not putting that on Boone. They're just not. And I'm telling you, he's so connected to the players on this team. He's so connected to Aaron Judge. He's going to be the manager through the rest of Aaron Judge's time. So there is no ultimatum. There is no bar of like if Aaron Boone or if the Yankees don't do this, Aaron Boone won't be extended. Hal has spoken on it. Cashman has spoken on it. It's getting done. And I think it could get done before the start of this season. Now, it's funny. I got to find the positive tweets because as I'm reading this, shout out Neil. If Neil catches this, I'm like, Neil, I just Googled your tweet, which was against Aaron Boone, and it got a lot of attention. But like, Aaron Boone doesn't get to take any swings. Aaron Boone doesn't get to throw the ball. But Aaron Boone has the pulse of this young Yankee team, and he fights for his players. He's toned down the ejections, and like we want to kill Aaron Boone for all the bad decisions, but we don't ever give him credit for the good decisions. Right, we don't give him credit for all right, can't keep going with Clay Holmes, move Luke Weaver to that spot. Right, Gleyber Torres, like as much as we talked in the last week about Gleyber Torres pushing back and fighting, no, I'm a second baseman, I'm not moving off second base for Jazz Chisholm to go to third. It was Boone who had the foresight to say, hey, I'm going to leave you at second because last time we moved you to short, you didn't hit. I'll leave you at second, but you got to hit. We're going to move you back to leadoff, and you got to produce. And what did Gleyber do? He produced. He made a deal with him. Glaber's no longer here. You guys see Gleyber today? If you go to my Twitter, @Keith_McPherson, the Tigers put out a promo video of Gleyber Torres, full beard, 25 jersey with Torres on the back. 21 seconds in, he does like a fake swing, and the first thing that comes out of his mouth is see ya. Yankee boy, only been with the Yankees, right? Remember, Gleyber was just a baby coming up, 23 years old. He does a fake swing and he looks at the camera and goes, see ya. I'm like, that's the Kaysters line. You gotta say something else. I don't know, say Bamba, say Placata, say something, Gleyber. Don't say see ya. That's the Yankee announcer home run call. Young Alex out in Lakewood back on the Fan. You got it.
Number one, Keith, the caller that just called up, I don't think any of the decisions come from Boone. I think it's all Cashman telling Boone, and he's just a motivator.
Well, I can tell you it's a collaborative effort. Boone, Cashman, Michael Fishman, Omar Minaya. You know, I think they have a lot of meetings and a lot of conversations, but ultimately Boone does have the final say as the manager. And then once he gets in the game and on the field, you know, there's certain things that only Boone can, you know, make the call for. So, yeah, it is. Yeah, I know everybody wants to say he's a data applicator.
One of the reasons why I'm going to miss John Sterling this year is because I won't get to hear him say when Cody Bellinger hits a home run, a back-to-back and a belly-to-belly.
Yeah, depending on where Belly hits in the lineup. And today, Belly said he doesn't care where he hits in the lineup. You know, whatever they see fit. Belly's, you know, he's come in and he's been great so far as saying play me wherever, bat me wherever. And I don't know what John's call would be, but we obviously know if he goes back.
What do
you
think about the NBA All-Star break?
I don't care.
I think it's terrible. You might as well make it a 200-point game than making this mini tournament that's also terrible.
I'm a puck guy now. I watch hockey now. I'm getting ready for the Four Nations face-off, Confrontation Days Four Nations on Thursday. You know, that's what I was saying Monday. I'm like, I don't need to fix the NBA All-Star Weekend. It's broken. Either do away with it or go all the way back to how it used to be, how it started. Either get the stars to compete in the dunk contest, the three-point contest, the home team guys compete in all the events, and then go back to just East versus West, these guys wearing their white uniforms versus the color uniforms, and be done with it and incentivize it. I did see today that they're talking about next year doing something that I mentioned last night on The Fan. The women have started this league called Unrivaled, where they go one-on-one, and the NBA is discussing adding a one-on-one tournament for All-Star Weekend with a $1 million prize. I bet you get some guys to hoop and try and get that extra $1 million. I bet you see that.
Imagine seeing Wemby, Giannis, Edward, Zion. That would be nuts.
Yeah, but you know another thing I was saying, too, I saw P.K. Subban talking about the difference
Could I get one last point in about
the Yankees? But Alex, you got to let me respond.
Sure.
P.K. Subban was talking about the difference in the cultures between the NHL and the NBA. When you step out there on the ice, you got to have your head on a swivel. You got to be ready to compete. You know, like I saw Jack Hughes come out there and say, like, everybody is focused. He's like, you ask anyone in this room, the NHL season is on the back burner. We got Canada and the U.S. Thursday. That's all that matters right there. Like, these guys care about that. They want to win. In the NBA, these guys are pissed off. Draymond's talking down on the whole thing. LeBron waited till the day before to say, yeah, I'm not playing. And they've got the OGs versus the rising stars, and they're making four teams or three teams or whatever. It's a mess. So, yeah, I don't know. I think hockey won. I think the NFL definitely won. And the NBA took a step back with this All-Star weekend.
And what do you think if Stanton can start the season, then maybe Spencer Jones could get a chance and we could see what he is?
I don't think Spencer Jones is ready. Thanks for the call, Alex. 888-808-1019. Joe is in West Orange on The Fan. Go for it, Joe.
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you real quick, right, and real quick before I get to my Yankees roster construction. I don't get all the hate on Boone either. This guy, he's a perennial winner. Like, he handles the clubhouse. He handles the media. Like, you can't sign. You can't extend him fast enough. He'll be gone.
Oh, I know what I was going to – the tweet I was going to reference, the feeding frenzy comment.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
You know, Cashman came out this week and said he felt like if they were to let Aaron Boone go, there would be a feeding frenzy for him. And I agree.
Right.
I agree. He would have a job in a day. Somebody else would bring him in, and look what he did in the hardest place to do it with the team that he had to do it and all the expectations and the fans yelling and a fan yelling in Legends and him getting ejected because the umpire thinks that his voice is the fan voice. Like, yeah, I don't know. I got no problem with Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone came in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, people would not. We can't get people in New York sports to walk in here and be asked the hard questions and to play the card game with BT and Sal and then lose. When I actually saw Boone a couple weekends ago, the first thing he said to me is, like, he should have beat these guys and he wants another crack at it. He's a competitor. I was like, Boone, I don't care about the card game, bro. Thanks for actually coming to WFAN and hanging out for an hour. We can't get any other coaches to do that or GMs to do that.
No, say what you want, right? But he definitely commands. He definitely commands and has a presence. Plus, his watch game is tight. Every time I see him, you know, his watch game.
I am in the same gang. I don't get the same watches he's got. But if you're watching on my live stream right now, I'm throwing up the Oris watch. Shout out to my guy Josh at Oris Watches. They've sent me two. I've bought one. And I always say to Josh, I'm like, whatever you guys are sending to Boone, he's got the ridiculous watch bands. I mean, my watches are a couple thousand. He must have the ones that are 10 G's, 20 G's.
I'm serious. That's awesome. Hey, so I had a quick question for you. I just wanted to get your opinion. So with all the discussion around, like, third base, right, and now with Big G and the tendonitis, do you think the Yankees would now seriously consider taking a look or talking with St. Louis for Nolan Arenado? Or do you think that it then becomes almost, like you said earlier, like a Bregman thing where maybe they kind of panic a little bit?
No, because we're learning about Stanton this week. They've known about it for a month. So if they were going to do Arenado, they would have done it already. Jack Curry told us no. Andy Martino told us no. Thanks for the call, Joe. They are not interested in Nolan Arenado like some fans are. They had plenty of opportunity to try and make that trade happen. It wasn't a surprise to them that Stanton was hurt. It's a surprise to us now, but that does not increase their urgency. They are going to see what they have in camp, and they're going to, you know, I guess address the problem internally. 888-808-1019. I got a break. When we come back, we'll do some football stuff. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB. Thanks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks for listening, calling, holding, watching online. as we continue to, you know, raise the total. I had some anonymous nerd when I went live, like, I don't know. I went live at maybe 7. Let me get the exact times. I went live at 7:23. So, of course, the anonymous nerd goes, 38 views, laughing my ass off. You didn't even give me 60 seconds? 38 views in 60 seconds is impressive. Now we have approaching 1,200 people watching live, and who knows how many people listening on air, and I appreciate every single one of you, because in this time, you could watch anything, you could listen to anything, you could do anything else, and you're choosing to listen to us talk sports on WFAN. So let's get back to it. I want to introduce some football conversation. The first thing that I saw today that made me say, gotta talk about this on the Fan. Former Giants quarterback Daniel Jones might be heading to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm trying to picture it, and I can, right? The report out there from the Pony Express, Andrew Filippone. If you guys remember, Andrew Filippone used to do, I think, Locked On Sports here. You also hear his First in Pod advertised on WFAN, where he talks about, well, the old one used to be like, you know, Patrick Mahomes, he's like Michael Jordan. It's not even a question. He's not phased. Remember that ad? He does the show with Patrick Peterson. So the Steelers have interest in free agent quarterback Daniel Jones. There's an interest, and it's attached to Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith, the former head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, who became the offensive coordinator this year with the Steelers. The Steelers could do a lot worse than Jones, with the belief he's actually a good fit for Arthur Smith's offense and Mike Tomlin's presence, Mike Tomlin's preference for a mobile quarterback. So I started to think, and I'm like, is Daniel Jones better than Justin Fields? Yeah. Yeah. In his career, he's thrown more touchdown passes. He has a playoff win. And when he got that playoff win, what did he also have with him? A good running game and a defense. And in Pittsburgh, they have Najee Harris, who rushes for 1,000 yards every year. They also have Jaylen Warren, who is coming off injury. He'll be another year removed off injury. Maybe they move on from Najee, but I don't think they will. That defense is always going to be there. I could see Daniel Jones working in Pittsburgh. What a change in culture going to the Rooney family from the Maras and joining Mike Tomlin and not being under Brian Daboll. And I think he's perfect. He's so quiet and docile and stoic, and he's just going to go in there and work. And if they draft a wide receiver, as a lot of people are expecting, or they get some more weapons, and if he can get the ball to George Pickens, and you know they've got a couple guys over there, it could be quite intriguing to see Daniel Jones go put on the black and yellow, black and yellow. How would Giants fans feel about that? 888-808-1019. Daniel Jones reclamation project all the way west out in Pittsburgh, PA. I think Mike Tomlin is interested. I think Arthur Smith is interested. And they probably won't just sign him. They'll probably bring him in to compete. I think Russell Wilson has to be on the Giants' radar for sure. He stopped by here last year en route to Pittsburgh. Matthew Stafford is out for the most part. And I never really entertained it. If you listen to me talk about it, I never really thought Matthew Stafford was going to be a thing. Shout out to my guy Ben, who put a note that Matthew Stafford and the Rams have a mutual goal of reaching a new contract. Duh, they should. He gets them to the playoffs. He won a Super Bowl. They went to get him. He just wants his respect. His wife was, you know, looking for some leverage. Another quarterback that could be headed this way, there is a rumor that Justin Fields and the Jets, right? New York Jets and free agent QB Justin Fields could have mutual interest. According to Jay Fowler, ESPN, the Jets like the idea of a dual-threat quarterback in Fields and looked at the roster, and they see some intrigue there, and there's definitely some intrigue in reuniting him with his Ohio State buddy, Garrett Wilson. Now, I was listening to Evan and Morash today. Tiki was away. Morash filled in. and they played this clip from Nevin Shapiro. If you guys remember watching that 30 for 30, and, you know, if you guys were, you know, I think I was in high school or middle school around the time that the Miami Hurricanes were coming up with, you know, those teams that they had. You know, he was one of the boosters. He was one of those guys way before NIL that was hooking those Miami Hurricanes up. Remember that rap song that they had? Greg Olsen had a verse on that rap song. Remember that, Zoo?
What's my name?
Greg the Leg, something like that. Those were the days, bro. I'm a little older than you. You had to be like, you had to be real young when they were tripping at Miami. Like,
I didn't find out about that till the U documentary.
Back
I
when
was
like,
sitting there, I was 19. I was like, damn, Greg Olsen was like that?
Of course he was. Greg Olsen coming out of Jersey. I think he went to Don Bosco. I think his pops was coaching at Don Bosco back then. Shout out to him. But yeah, let's play this clip. And while Zoo cues it up, Cam Ward is, you know, he's speaking with his chest lately. You know, if you pass on him, he's saying, if any team that passes on him, you got to play me. I'll remember that, right? He's going to have a chip on his shoulder. He wants to be the number one pick. But Nevin Shapiro has some other plans, or I don't know, him being connected down there in Miami, he's hearing some other things.
Team that's starting to surface as the player for Cam Ward and is putting together a big package is the New York Jets. And I was told that firsthand, specifically, same way I was told about Cam Ward being the first pick, which, by the way, makes me look accurate. The Giants decided to go win. Otherwise, they'd have Cam Ward sitting there for them.
Wow, the New York Jets.
The New York Jets are making a strong play for Cam Ward.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to play it. I saw this on the internet, and I didn't really think it was valid, but I heard Evan play it, and I'm like, why not? Can you imagine? Can you imagine, right? Mike Borgonzi, who interviewed for the Jets GM position and then ultimately left Kansas City and took the Titans GM position. New GM over there looking to make some moves. Maybe he feels like Will Levis is okay. Maybe he feels like Mason Rudolph is okay. Maybe he feels like he can get somebody in free agency. Maybe he's got a direct line to Carson Wentz, who was in Kansas City. Maybe he feels like we need to trade back because this team has so many pain points, so many holes to fix. Cam Ward could just set us back if he's not the guy. Maybe we make a trade. And I heard Evan talking about it. The Jets are the exact type of team right now that can roll the dice. They are the exact type of team right now. They have a lot of their roster filled with talent. They're just missing the young quarterback. And they can make a play to go get Cam Ward and have him compete with Tyrod Taylor. And if he's that good and he's ready to play, boom, there you go. The Cam Ward era starts in Florham Park. 888-808-1019. What would they have to give up? Jets fans, what would you give up for Cam Ward? Are you even interested in Cam Ward? Or you thinking Shedeur Sanders could fall to you? I saw a video today of Shedeur Sanders saying, you know, he only plays Madden with the Cleveland Browns because he likes the way their offense moves around on the video game. And there's so many of us saying that no way would Shedeur Sanders and Deion go to Ohio. He's going to force his way to the Giants. Man, if the Giants do not figure out how to get a quarterback in this draft, it is going to be bad. They have to. And maybe they aren't so interested in getting Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. Maybe it's Jackson Dart. Maybe it's Kyle McCord. But, like, they've been needing the quarterback to complete the Holy Trinity. And now, you know, the NFL draft is a competition. The NFL Combine is coming up. Very soon, NFL Combine dates. I feel like I should know this off the top of my head. Less than 10 days. Thursday, February 27th through Sunday, March 2nd. We'll start to see the Combine. Somebody's going to start to rise. Somebody's going to throw the ball well. Somebody's going to run well. Somebody's going to do some reps on the bench. There's going to be a few guys that turn heads, just athletic specimens that show out, you know, in spandex and in Under Armour.
Can I get it? I'm just going to say this right now. I don't know if this exists. I don't at any sports book in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, wherever. But if I can get an alternate number on where Jackson Dart is going to get drafted, give me the under on, you know, 10.5, and that meaning he's going in the top 10. That is what happens every year, and he is prime. They are already building him up. He'll get in the top 10, and Milroe will end up getting in the top 15, top 20, and you'll have four guys taken, and it'll be like every other year, only this year it's gonna. We'll look back, and we'll say the same types of things that we say about Geno Smith's year, EJ Manuel, you know, all these years where these guys aren't good.
We can rattle off the Zach Wilsons and Trey Lances of the world, the Anthony Richardsons of the world.
Josh Rosen.
Even Michael Penix, who I think is good, he wasn't supposed to be drafted 8 by the Falcons. It all comes with, like, this manufactured hype from combine to pro day to personal, you know, meetings set up and then these teams. The quarterback is the most important position in the NFL. These teams understand how valuable it is to try and get that guy, and they take a swing at it.
And you know what the most messed up part is? Is, like, a guy like Baker, right? Baker was a dude who was probably projected, because I was really involved in college football at the time. He was probably a fourth round pick going into the latter part, middle to latter part of that year. And he went straight into the top 10 and was the number one pick. You're telling me if Baker Mayfield didn't get an opportunity to sit and be a guy who was learning and a fourth round pick with no expectations, that he wouldn't be at least the same quarterback that he is today? That's asinine to me.
Baker is a dog. Baker is one of my favorite quarterbacks. Like, bro, he came to MetLife. He did the Tommy Cutlets all fast.
But that's what I'm talking
about. He'll run a guy over. He'll talk trash. I saw a video from Tristan Wirfs and the offensive lineman. As we talk about Aaron Rodgers not being 1 of 53, Baker Mayfield is 1 of 53. When he first came to Tampa, he's hitting guys up like, yo, you want to get a beer? He hangs out with the Yankees. He's taking batting practice with the Yankees. Like, he went from Texas Tech, transferred to Oklahoma, went viral hitting his Dougie. Hey,
planted the flag at Ohio State.
Yeah, planted the flag at Ohio State. Now look at all the things that have come out of him planting that flag. All the teams that do it, rivalry week. And then he had a marketing team around him. Because remember he recreated the Brett Favre picture before the draft?
That was when he got drafted, right? It was the same night, I thought.
The night before or going into that night, he did it. And I guess he had an inkling that he was about to go high in the draft, and man, that was just manufactured buzz, but he deserved it. He's a dog. He can play. He knows his X's and O's. He's a competitor, but the chatter gets loud about he's not athletic. He's undersized. He was a transfer. He was a walk-on transfer. So, you know, if you're not just a blue chip coming out of high school, it's tough.
But I think some of that stuff, though, does help, because, and doesn't help. I take that back. But when a guy like Baker goes in that fourth round, like I'm talking about a third round where he has those lower expectations, it's not so much of the expectation. It's the fact that he has to go in and be the savior to Cleveland. Like, whereas if they would have just brought him in and had him learn and develop, he probably is the same quarterback, if not better at this point, and he's with the Browns.
Didn't he get them to a playoff game? Or he had one decent season. They moved off from too fast. Yeah. It's Cleveland. They went and gave Deshaun Watson the most guaranteed money. They're idiots.
Ugh.
They also drafted Johnny Manziel. They also drafted a bunch of other quarterbacks.
Shout out Johnny Football.
Man, what was the kid out of Notre Dame that they drafted? Where I was like, nah, this kid's not going to work there. Notre Dame QB drafted by Brown. Somebody listening.
Brady Quinn.
Not even Brady Quinn. Deshaun Kizer is who I was thinking about. Remember Deshaun Kizer?
They did try to prop him up. And DTR got thrown in that same thing.
DTR.
They gave him a nickname and everything.
Tim Couch.
888-808-1019.
Now the conversation is open about the quarterback position. Because here in New York, we now need a quarterback for the Jets and the Giants. Another draft is coming soon. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll take your Mets calls, your Yankee calls. If you're on hold, stay on hold. But now, second half of the show, we're going to talk quarterbacks. We're going to talk Jets and Giants, and I'll sprinkle in some other stuff as well. KM to AM returns right after this. Yo, what up? KM to AM coming up on the 10 o'clock break. Talking to people in the chat. A couple good things came out of the online chat. I stand corrected, and no disrespect. Champagne Poppy in the chat says, Greg Olson went to Wayne Hills. Please put some respect on North Jersey public school ball. My bad. You are correct. And I think his dad coached Wayne Hills and coached him. I don't know why. I think I just automatically went to Don Bosco. They are a factory. But yes, Greg Olsen came out of Wayne Hills. He was a monster. And then he went down to the U. 888-808-1019. What else from the chat? It's like a new segment, right? I can pull things from the online, you know, discussion. What's your Mets win total prediction this year? So before I even looked, I said 90 wins. They got to win 90 games. Because I just think 90 gives you a shot to get into the dance, and they got to get in the dance. It can't be 80, low 80. Like, and then I went to my handy-dandy FanDuel app to see, like, all right, what's Vegas got the over-under at? And it's still obviously early in camp, so I wouldn't really play this, but plus 100 for the Mets win total, right, at 92.5, 92.5. And then Big Bro, the Yankees, is at 93.5. So yeah, the more things change, the more things stay the same. You know, the Mets fans think that they're Big Bro, and even Vegas has the Yankees a game better. You know, it's just how it goes, man. Ray is in Brooklyn. Ray, you're on the Fan. Go for it.
Yo, Keith, my guy, before I get to them whack ass, let's go, Matt. Let me just say something real serious, because there was a fan who called last week, and I was on hold. I didn't get the opportunity to address it. Speaking about Bernie Williams, like, in a derogatory fashion, and I don't just love Bernie because I'm Boricua and New Yorkican like my man Bernie is, because I'm super objective. Like, for example, Carmelo Anthony has the flag on his hand, and I don't appreciate what he did for my Knicks and the organization, how he represents. So, you know, I'm capable of being objective. The fact that Bernie Williams is a great player, borderline Hall of Famer, in my mind, a Hall of Famer. But, you know, the guy is number next to Aaron Judge. And that's why Judge and Bernie are my two favorite baseball players of all time. These guys are just class individuals personified. You can't have better representation and leadership for an organization than those two gentlemen. And the fact that Bernie Williams keeps getting knocked, when the guy, Keith, look at it, from 1995 to 2002, that covers 8 seasons. A-Rod was right. That's why Jeter was so mad, because A-Rod was right when he said, we don't worry about Derek Jeter. We prepare to stop game records like Bernie Williams, you know, and like, clutch, you know, Jorge Posada, Tito Martinez.
Ready.
Right. And Keith, so, and Bernie, in my opinion, definitely the best player during that Yankees run. He's not going to make the Hall of Fame, because the last couple seasons he fell slightly under 300 as an average. He started late. He was about 25, like Judge, when he got started. Otherwise, this guy's a lock Hall of Famer and you know, like, just a great individual. I love that dude. Listen, I know you're super close with him. Let him know that all the New Yorkicans and Boricuas out here, we don't care that he doesn't get the credit that he deserves. We got his back. We love him. We adore him. And, like, he's by far our favorite Yankee.
Yeah, I didn't hear that call, Ray. No Bernie Williams slander will be tolerated on my show. I've gone out of my way to speak highly of Bernie and his manager, Steve Fortunato, and, you know, their role in my life and what they've done connecting with me full circle, me being a kid who didn't know he was Bori, right? Didn't know he was Boricua. I didn't know. As a young black kid playing center field, seeing Bernie, just seeing someone that kind of looked like me, and then full circle for me to get to meet him and know that he's a fan of my show and all that. I didn't hear that. And I don't think there's anyone that can say anything about what Bernie was. I get a lot of calls saying it should be the Core 5 or the Fab 5, not the Core 4, because how could they not include Bernie Williams? And what I'll say is, Bernie is good with who he is. Bernie gets love, whether it's an autograph event, whether he's signing up to play the national anthem at the stadium, whether he's just walking through legends or the suites, flexing his rings. Like, Bernie is the man, and he knows it. I went to his wine event upstate New York. It was incredible. Like, Bernie is the man, and he is nice to everybody. You wouldn't know he was Bernie Williams if you never, you know, watched him play, and you see how he's kind and respectful and treats everybody the same way. So shout out to Bernie, man.
Absolutely, Keith. Listen, you couldn't have put it any better, man. Like, I'm in 100% agreement with you. And here's the thing. He's so soft-spoken and so humble. That's part of the reason why, because, you know, he doesn't call for attention or anything. Like, that's part of the reason why he's so underappreciated. And if he was more vocal and said, hey, you know, what about me during 95 to 2002, you know, A-Rod was right. I am the best player on the team. Like, people would probably look at him and be like, wow, you know what? He's probably right. And you know what? He's got – listen, I like Jeter too, but Jeter could have threw him a bone. But Jeter would never do that because he's too egotistical. Once A-Rod said, you know, we prepare for Bernie Williams, first and foremost, you know, Derek Jeter was never going to come out and promote, you know, Bernie Williams as that guy on the team because it would hurt his own little cause. But, yeah, man, just tell Bernie that, you know, we, like I said, man, we love, we adore him. And, like, you know, that we wish there was many more Yankees like him. The Yankees organization wish there were many more Yankees that exemplify greatness and class like that. But as far as, like, the Yankees and the Mets and, you know, Keith, like, you know, people are calling up acting like this is a debate, bro. It's a waste of my time, probably your time. The Yankees, look, man, are always going to be big brother. We outsold the Mets. You know, the little 25,000 fans that go to Citi Field, like, if you know, that's an embarrassment in itself.
And
what about the fact that when they're winning, you know, barely eking past Milwaukee, you know, they want parades for each round that they win. How pathetic is that? You're supposed to be big brother and you're trying to organize parades. Literally trying to organize parades.
Yo, I forgot about that.
Keith, you can't. Don't let them off the hook, man. Don't let them off the hook. They wanted parades. How the hell are you big brother? Stop it. And here's the other thing. The Yankees have better odds of making and winning the World Series than you do. We got the best player in town. We outdraw you. We outsell you and the Dodgers. Like, just stop it, man. Yo, Keith, like always, man, I appreciate it. And keep singing that song for Bernie, man, because I love it.
Got you. Bernie might be listening. And Ray, thanks for bringing that up. Like, we are not the same. The 7 line and Mets fans wanted to organize a welcome back party at the end of the season after losing in the NLCS. They wanted to just show up and greet these guys after they cleaned their lockers out of Citi Field. I remember being like, wait, what? Like, New York is already gone soft where we crown kings that don't win, but now you want to have a loser parade, not a championship parade. You want to actually organize a loser parade? Then they had to walk that back. They had to backtrack on that. Like, nah, that's not what we mean. 888-808-1019. Having more fun on the fan, talking football, talking Yanks, Mets, getting ready for the season to start, getting ready for the combine and the draft. Call me up. We'll be right back.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.